Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. And let's say you have a cooking project going very wrong. You might be tempted to just look at the trash can, but our food commentator Nancy Leeson and 88.5's Dick Stein are looking for a quick, all-purpose fix to save those meals.
From around the globe and across the nation, the culinary universe reports to Food for Thought, where KNKX food talker Nancy Leeson answers the question,
what is the duct tape of the kitchen?
So what's the story?
I heard from quite a few chefs that you need to balance acid with sweet and salt with fat, and then gave me ideas what exactly to use.
That sounds a little chemically vague to me. Yeah, acid. But what is the quick fix? You can fix anything with duct tape. They even fixed Apollo 13 with duct tape. So in the kitchen, what is the duct tape there?
Well, lemon or lime. Lemon in particular for a lot of people. Yeah. Any kind of acid like that. Vinegar.
So this is stuff that you would add when things are just not going quite right. You need a little boost.
That's exactly right. My friend Michael Young, who's now cooking in Hawaii, said that copious fresh herbs can help cover basic ineptitude or catastrophes. And I think that's really true, right?
Depends on the scale of the catastrophe, I'd say, but it's probably a good start.
And I heard from a pal in New Orleans who said whenever a dish is lacking, he puts in a little garlic salt, but he said he mixes fresh herbs like parsley or oregano or even some green onion into the garlic salt and lets it sit, and it draws out the moisture from the herbs and infuses the flavor even more.
What else did you get?
Well, you know our pal Trevis?
Yeah, Trevis Gleason in Ireland.
He said he keeps roux,
a.k.a. Cajun napalm. It's a thickening agent, half and half flour and fat that can be flavored.
Always in his freezer, just in case something goes wrong. A killer sauce, obviously made with that roux, can cover many sins.
What other culinary duct tape have we heard about?
You know, many people suggested hot sauces or hot things. I often put some Busha Brown spicy hot pepper sherry in things. And in fact, I've lately, instead of spending $8 on a tiny bottle, I've been making my own with dry sherry and some fresh hot peppers.
Is that really a duct tape fix, or is it just a way to mask something that's gone
there
wrong?
Is that. You know? And then, of course, there's butter, something I often use to straighten things out. It evens out the flavor at the end, in particular with the sauce.
Also gives it a nice silky texture.
My friend Amy Samuels, who went to pastry school, said buttercream was the spackle of cakes.
Right along with fat-free cream cheese, which you can also use as tub caulk. Okay, Nan, so what would you say is the duct tape of cooking?
Anchovy paste. Added to pretty much anything, a little bit of pasta, any kind of sauce, a pan sauce, just brings up the flavor. Even when people don't like anchovies, they don't know it's in there.
I think you've got a good one there. I don't use anchovy paste for that, but what I do use is fish sauce, which of course is made from anchovies. And not just in Asian cooking either. I've used it in all kinds of things. Spaghetti sauce, I've put it in chicken pie filling. It just adds a good umami bomb, and it doesn't make things taste fishy at all once it's cooked in a little bit.
I heard from several people who agreed with you there, and more than a few suggested Red Boat, which is the one we like most. All right, Stein, what's your kitchen duct tape?
Two words, Nance, monosodium and glutamate.
You know what, Stein? You are not alone, my friend, because my pal Naomi Tomke, who's a food writer, said exactly that. She said that by saying it, she knows that rotten tomatoes, naturally full of MSG, will be thrown at her for even suggesting it.
They'll be flung off the end of those pitchforks and torches at us. And eaters, what would you say is the real culinary duct tape? Let's hear from you at the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Don't forget the olive oil.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
Oh, hold on there. Did I say MSG? Let's just go ahead and make the duct tape of cooking vital wheat gluten powder.
Stein.